You're listening to The Conversation, and I'm Kathy Kozak. Chris, we're going to get educated today. Opera, gardening, education, and even business.
And especially business. That's our starting conversation. Good morning, everyone. I'm Chris Vandercook, and you're listening to The Conversation. Startup businesses need venture capital, and venture capitalists need them. A successful startup can make a fortune for all concerned if the core idea is a winner, if the rollout is successful, if sufficient capital is available, and a dozen other ifs. Hawaii-based startups could be an attractive proposition for venture capitalists with their unique access to East and West. And Melly James, president of the Hawaii Venture Capital Association, has some ideas about their prospects. She's with us this morning. Good morning, Melly.
Good morning, Chris.
When you talk to venture capitalists about Hawaii as a source of startup businesses, what do you cite as the advantages?
Well, that's a great question. There have been a lot of interesting developments lately, especially with the accelerators that have popped up in the last 3 years. One of which is Accelerate UH, which is the university's venture accelerator. Mm-hmm. Looking at, some of the interesting departments, UH may not have the number one business school, the number one law school, but they've got really strong departments in astronomy, marine sciences, bio, a lot of those other things. And so we're seeing some interesting technologies coming out of the university that we're helping to bring to market through Accelerate UH. I think another thing to look at are the regional strengths, of Hawaii that are reflected in many of the departments at the university.
Sure. And that whole position as a link to Asia and the West, that's always cited as an advantage.
Definitely, especially our time zone.
Yeah, exactly. Both continents in a single business day. Yeah? Innovation drives all this, right? Innovation drives startup businesses. It excites venture capitalists.
Yes, it's all about deal flow. So it's about that.
About what? I'm sorry.
Deal flow. Yes.
That's a new one on me.
So, it's about, the ideas and innovation, but it's also about the talent. Mm-hmm. Who are these people that are going to be able to execute these ideas?
Mm-hmm. I remember I was being coached about how to get the interest of a venture capitalist, and one of the things we kept hearing was you have to have an unfair advantage and a secret sauce. Those were the terms that were flying around at the time. Could you kind of explain those?
Absolutely. So, the secret sauce is about having that unfair advantage. What is that X factor? Mm-hmm. Why you? Why are you going to be the one that pulls this off? And why this product? What is unique? What is different? What is better? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, venture capitalists are looking for that team and that idea. So the five things that we look for are team, product, market. So, we do really look for that X factor and why do you have that, that industry expertise? Do you have a well-rounded team? Where are the gaps in the team? And what are you doing to identify those as well as compensate? And I don't mind if there are gaps in the team, but I don't like when an entrepreneur is trying to hide things because it always comes out. It's not a sales pitch where you can kind of gloss over certain glaring factors and we're just not going to find out. We will find out, and we do appreciate when entrepreneurs are forthright with the areas they're struggling with, because that's also part of what we do. We like to think of ourselves as smart money, not dumb money. We're not just pumping money into the startup. We actually can help with a lot of our resources.
And you're going to be doing plenty of due diligence before you start writing checks, right?
Absolutely. We actually just went through a month and a half long of diligence and interviews for our Accelerate UH Cohort 4 coming up, which just started actually on Saturday, mm-hmm. Where we had over 100 applicants. We interviewed about 40 companies here in Hawaii and landed on 11 companies.
And those 11 companies did what that the others didn't do?
It's a combination of things. Part of what we do is for the accelerator, it's so early, very early stage companies. So, and a lot of these people are first-time entrepreneurs. So we do look for the team, the individual. Are they coachable? Mm-hmm. Right? So, do they have industry expertise? Are they going to go through this 15-week rigorous investment program and really accelerate their product. And it may be, you know, just in the idea stage when they come in. But that really is a testament to how strong we think the entrepreneur is. Some of the companies coming in have already had hundreds of thousands in revenue and are doing really well. And they're going into our phase two commercialization track.
But you can actually come in with an idea like, we think there might be a way to recycle algae to make fertilizer or something like that. We're looking into a technology. Can you be at that kind of an early stage?
You can be, definitely, especially for some of those where there may be some regulatory. We do need to have that checked out. We definitely have experts in those arenas to make sure that what we're investing in can actually go to market.
You know, when you described the five things you were looking for, had I guessed in advance, I would have said that product would be more important than team. You know, I would have said product, team, whatever the other one was.
Yeah, that's actually a common, I wouldn't say it's a common mistake, but it's something that I've definitely learned and our team has learned over the years. Mm-hmm. You can have the best idea in the world, but if you don't have the team that can pull this off, there's really no point. And at the end of the day, we're looking for, are you the team that's going to pull this off? Why you? Why now? Why this product?
How do you keep an idea from getting stolen?
You know, people do have that that fear, like, oh, I don't want to tell anybody about my idea because they're going to steal it. I'm going to sit in my cave and keep working on this thing and not talk to anybody about it. And that's really kind of old school thinking. You do need to get out of the building. You do need to talk to people, do customer discovery, find out beyond, you know, your immediate friends and family if this is a good idea. You know, I've probably had many ideas in my past where I'm asking all my friends, oh, would you use this? Isn't it so cool for pictures, et cetera? And everyone's saying, oh, that's so great. But it's, you know, would you pay for this?
Yeah.
Would you continue to pay for it? What are you really trying to find out by talking to people so that you're mitigating risk later versus, you know, staying in that cave, spending, you know, thousands of dollars, mm-hmm. your time and money to build something that nobody wants. In addition, people are afraid to talk to venture capitalists about their idea, thinking they're going to steal them. I can give you a list of 100 awesome ideas mm-hmm. that, you know, we don't have time. We're not interested in building some of these. We want to find great entrepreneurs who have these ideas who are going to be able to execute them. We're here as a resource, and we actually have a open door policy at Sultan Ventures, Hawaii Venture Capital Association. I get tons of emails and calls for people looking for resources, and I love that because at the end of the day, we want to pair the resources with talented entrepreneurs to really help elevate the education and quality of startups here in Hawaii.
When you deal with, you know, first-time startup companies, what are the things they tend not to understand coming in? You know, they obviously come in with some understanding of what they need to do and what mm-hmm. they need to know, but what are the things where you find yourself having to correct or having to sort of revise their thinking about?
Yeah, a lot of entrepreneurs come in, one, not doing customer discovery, mm-hmm. not getting out of the building and talking to people who are not friends and family, as I was mentioning.
Yeah, you need that skeptical voice, don't you?
You do, because at the end of the day, what if you went and built this thing and then went, ta-da, if I build it, they will come, and present it and nobody wants it? A lot of people end up building a lot of bells and whistles and make it very feature focused. So, oh, and you can do this and you can do this. But at the end of the day, you do need that minimal viable product. What is that one thing mm-hmm. that you need to build that's going to get people to use your product? We like to call it get, keep, grow. What is your customer acquisition strategy? How are you going to get people to find out about your business, your idea, and use it? You can have the best idea in the world, but again, if nobody knows about it, who cares?
Maybe there's some ideas out there, you know, listening to this that'll be stimulated by this.
I hope so.
Well, great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris.
Melly James is president of the Hawaii Venture Capital Association, whose May luncheon is Thursday at the Plaza Club in downtown Honolulu. The theme is the state of the startup investment industry in Hawaii, and you can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.